When the bell rang, Stacy hurried toward the gym, her one class so far that was easy to find because the entire sixth grade had gym together. Entering the gym, Stacy spotted Mandy, Daryl, and Luis sitting high up at the very top of the bleachers. "Bonjour," Luis said as Stacy joined her friends. That's French for hello. Before Stacy could reply, a giant voice boomed out. "Okay, everyone, listen up. I'm Coach Edwards, and I have a few announcements." Coach Edwards told them that the school had a wide range of sports they could participate in, and tryouts were starting soon. They listened as the coach read through the list. When she announced that tryouts for the co-ed soccer team would be on Saturday, Mandy cheered, and Daryl and Luis slapped hands. Stacy was happy, too. She didn't love soccer as much as the others did, but she felt pretty certain she could make the team. The fearsome foursome would be reunited on the soccer field. Wrapped up in her thoughts, she almost didn't hear the next thing the coach said. Stacy leaned over and whispered to Mandy. What did she say? She said soccer practice is every Tuesday and Thursday after school, Mandy whispered back. Why? What's wrong? Stacy hesitated. I have something else I really need to do on Tuesday. Can't you skip it, whatever it is? Asked Mandy. Stacy felt sick to her stomach. I don't know, she said. Probably not. Before she realized what was happening, Mandy's hand had shot up as she called out, Coach Edwards, can I ask a question? The coach nodded, and Mandy asked, If we play soccer, do we have to be at all the practices? Excellent question, boomed the coach, and I have an excellent answer. Only if you want to stay on the team. Some of the kids looked in their direction, laughing, and Stacy sank lower on the bench. Coach Edwards went on. Playing a team sport is all about commitment to the sport, to your team, and to yourself. If you're not committed, you don't belong on the playing field. Wherever her friends were, Stacy thought, that was where she belonged. But what about her dream of being a reporter?